This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Ostensibly to guard Anthony Edwards.
There you go.
He comes in fresh, maybe late in the first quarter or something like that. But 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's get into this game too tonight. I also want to talk about the idea of pressure. Pressure's obviously on the T-Wolves tonight, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
You could cut it with a knife. Ant-Man can go to Camp-Man.
And what does that mean? Let's assume you're right. So Minnesota's got more pressure on them than the Warriors. Okay, so what does that mean?
In
the game.
Another performance of Minnesota being tight. Ant Edwards not reading the chessboard. Ant Edwards, who we deemed a superstar, got all the talent in the world, but now we found out, okay, he's struggling on the SAT test. So you got to go steady again. But I remember one time in the playoffs years ago, Magic Johnson had a turnover issue, Stani. They dubbed him Tragic Johnson. Obviously, he got way past that, and we know the rest is history. So to me, when you talk about pressure, it starts with your leader and trickles down. And your leader, outside of Finchie, because he doesn't shoot or have a jersey, is Anthony Edwards, to me, to come out and set the tone. And I thought about what you said yesterday. Do you really think Ant-Man kind of played this game? He kind of knew what he was going to do before it started?
I do.
Okay, so if he does that again, you got to come out with your hair on fire, Ant.
Yeah, I always feel like this is one of my, I wouldn't say pet peeves, but it's a conventional wisdom that I really question. And it's, pressure's on Minnesota. And doesn't it feel like that means they're in a little trouble, or they're going to get tight, or they're not? And I just think it's the opposite.
But Warriors got one in their pocket already.
Because when you have pressure on you, especially these guys in the NBA, what I think pressure manifests itself in focus and in attitude and in hustle and in playing hard. Like, to me, when you're nervous, that means you're likely to pay more attention to detail, to likely, work harder at dotting your I's and crossing your T's. Mm. And I actually think pressure is, and I do think it's a touch overrated when we talk about the NBA. I mean, Anthony Edwards has played 33 playoff games. It's 4 or 5 series.
I hope I'm not coming across like there's none on the Warriors, because this is who they're going to be for 3 games.
Well, that's a good point.
And I'm eager to see how it is totally different, Donnie. So Minnesota could be like, okay, yeah, we got that one out the way, but Curry got hurt. We're not going to act like we're not happy, but on the under, we are. But if you can get this game and now come back to the Warriors' home without a Curry, I mean, I got to believe the confidence that you lost in game one is right back, if not stronger.
Yeah, absolutely. I just think that, a guy like Anthony Edwards, all right, he's not going to have nerves tonight. He's not going to be nervous. I got to believe Anthony Edwards is going to be significantly better than he was 2 nights ago.
It's hard not to be. I get that.
If he's not, or if he's if he's my daughter, if he's not, or if I lost my train of thought.
Well, I think a lot of people, for example, thought Boston would just cakewalk the Knicks last night. I mean, all the pressure was on the Celtics to go out and win that game.
Favorites.
They were expected to, and they blew it.
Man.
Yeah. I mean, I don't.
Evan.
And this is this is a good one from the Powers family. I don't think anybody works well when they're nervous. I would agree with that. But I don't necessarily think pressure makes you nervous. I think pressure may elevate a lot of players' games. And like I was saying about Anthony Edwards.
That's the difference between the great ones and the okay ones.
Right. And are we ready to say that Anthony Edwards struggles in big moments?
No, hell no.
Okay.
He doesn't. But that's why that was such an anomaly, you know, what we saw from him Monday.
Right. And so he had a bad game Monday. And
Tuesday,
if he played Tuesday. And if he has a bad game tonight, well, that tells me that the Warriors are doing something to bother him. And then it's up to Anthony Edwards and Finch to figure it out.
Do you have a problem if I say a guy like Dre, I think, responds to pressure like he, well, you could say what happened in game 5 and 6, but that was a team thing. But Draymond, to me, comes across as a guy that eats pressure for breakfast.
Yeah, I mean, they,
when you,
of
you
course,
know,
him
yeah.
and Butler have okay. been through right. a lot of those games. And, but again, has an NBA team ever lost a game because they're nervous? It feels like they lose games because they lose confidence, or they start giving up on a game plan, or they see the writing on the wall that the other team's better.
What about 2016 Game 7 from both the Cavs and Warriors, where nobody scored a bucket until LeBron got the layup in the last 5 minutes of a climactic game to win the series? Would you say there were nerves?
I would say there's unbelievable defense being played, and it's harder to make shots. And Kyrie Irving made the biggest shot of the game.
Yeah.
And LeBron made the biggest defensive play of the game. And that's what that came down to. All right, 888-957-9570. Let's get into it, Warriors fans. What's your expectation level? Let's just talk about game two tonight. Without Steph Curry, who are you going to start? How are you going to try to get tonight? You got to take it one game at a time. And, man, I mean, this is the game. You get this one tonight, Warriors.
Man.
You got to be feeling great coming home despite Steph Curry's injury. And I do think if the Warriors win tonight and take a 2-0 lead, you know, is something that the Wolves are going to have to deal with, clearly. And maybe the silver lining is that they get Curry back for the Western Conference Finals if they get it done here.
And if that happens, I know you're talking about tonight. I get it, DJ Quick. But the bottom line is you're 4 victories away from getting back to the finals and possibly getting number 5. So just think about that, how things have changed since Jimmy Butler's been to town. If you got to the Western Conference Finals, you'd be 4 victories away.
So you've assumed 3 more victories and then 4 to come. Like,
well, no, I'm not assuming. Like tonight,
well, you just
in
said,
my mind,
you just
Stein,
said, you just said, you know,
I,
the Warriors
I went off of your
win,
lob.
This, win this series, then, I mean, okay. We can talk about winning the series.
No, hold on. How I got there is you saying if the Warriors win tonight and come back here up 2-0 and put this thing to bed, then they'd be in the Western Conference Finals. And then I jumped in and said that would constitute them being 4 victories away from the finals.
Right. But, okay, I got you.
Yeah,
and you know what, Goo? You're right. If the Warriors win the next 3 games,
you,
that means they will have swept
you.
The Minnesota Timberwolves, and they'd be 8 games from winning it all.
Yeah, it's simple. Just go win the next 3.
Exactly. Go ahead and sweep them.
Now, I want you. I know you got, again, you know the coach. That's your guy. But you agreed with me when I told you my assessment on the SAT score for the Rockets collectively. I just felt like, you know what, there's the grown-up is not in the room on the court. And you were like, you know, Goo, I get that. And I apologize. I was wrong. They shocked me. Where? How far are you off from giving Minnesota that stamp of, you know, good, they're not buttoned up like I thought? Because if they lose tonight, that shows me, Stani, you're blown an opportunity.
I mean, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Well, right now I am. It feels like they're four quarter. They can win tonight.
But it feels like every conversation starts, Stani, if the Timberwolves lose tonight, then what? I mean, then they're down 0-2 and they're in trouble. Like, that's kind of all there is to it. Like, but I anticipate they're going to come out at home and they're going to play hard. And
look like
favored.
The team that they did coming into the playoffs.
But here's the other thing. I mean, they've played one game. Just one game. I don't like to say, well, Edwards is struggling in this series. Well, I guess he is. But
well, no,
I'd
like it's one game.
Well, exactly.
But it was so bad, you just wonder, can they shake that off? Can they do the Mariah Carey?
What do you think? Hey, seriously, what do you think off the top of your head? Do you think Minnesota can shake off their first loss in the first game?
You're going to, Evan, I'm going to shock you.
I think the answer is yes, but.
I want to say hell yes, but in a crazy way, I think the worst thing to happen to them is Curry out, because now I feel like not them letting their guard down, but they might be thinking, oh, it's going to be easier than we thought. And it may not with this tenacious defense that the Warriors are showing without Steph.
I mean, that's why anybody who's saying, oh, the Warriors are, you know, they're done. I mean, Evan's going to give you some numbers on the other side,
man,
about why Warrior fans should be optimistic about the rest of this series, because the Minnesota Timberwolves have a little bit of a track record. Let's just put it that way. Let's see. Pressure is 1,000% on the Wolves. Good.
Yeah.
That means they're going to play like a pack of Wolves. That's what you do when there's pressure on. You got to win at all costs.
Will they be howling tonight, Evan? We'll see.
No, we don't howl. No howling.
Oh, we.
I'll say it. We don't howl in the middle of a series, ever.
I got you.
And I'm using we in a fun way. Don't come down my road.
Well, you know they are.
White Smoke, Pat Spencer, new nickname, White Smoke.
I want to hear him respond to, like, I like that.
Let's get it out there. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. I see Marco, Will, Dale, Sean, and I got a number, or Evan's got some numbers on the other side that I guarantee you're going to give some Warrior fans just a little bit more hope. Tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. That segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water.
Our transition decision-making was diabolical.